From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama welcomed the newest member of the Supreme Court to the White House today, proudly introducing her for the first time as Justice Sonia Sotomayor. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Friends and well-wishers pack the elegant White House East Room to cheer for Justice Sotomayor, who was formally sworn in at the High Court over the weekend. Many snap photographs to remember the occasion, which President Obama said was not just a celebration for Sotomayor, but an extraordinary moment for the whole country.
Because while this is Justice Sotomayor's achievement, the result of her ability and determination, this moment is not just about her. It's about every child who will grow up thinking to him or herself, if Sonia Sotomayor can make it, then maybe I can too.
Mr. Obama did not use the word empathy to describe Sotomayor, but he said she understands what Justice William Brennan called the pulse of life beneath the official version of events. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A win for the U.S. against China at the World Trade Organization on an issue that could provide market opportunities for U.S. makers of everything from CDs and DVDs to music downloads and books. WTO found definitively against China for requiring the U.S. media producers route their business in the country through Chinese state-owned companies. The ruling may also establish a larger precedent that could affect others, including U.S. automakers, which have been hampered by similar rules. WTO's ruling comes at a time the Obama administration has been under pressure to take a tougher line with China in terms of its trade policies. A day after facing a wall of booze during a town hall meeting in Pennsylvania, Democratic Senator Arlen Specter predicted President Obama's health care legislation will pass through Congress. From member station WITF in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Scott Detrow reports.
Senator Specter says he's been holding town hall meetings throughout Pennsylvania for 30 years, and he's never seen this much anger.
And I think the anger is caused by so many people having lost their jobs and worried about losing their health insurance and very, very concerned. But I do believe that the groups that I've seen are not necessarily representative of all America.
Specter's meeting with constituents in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, drew national attention after nearly every questioner expressed anger, fear, and frustration over the Obama administration's agenda. That's been a recurring theme as lawmakers have discussed health care legislation with voters. Many Democrats claim conservative groups are organizing the protests. For NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow in Harrisburg.
Some signs of improvement in the housing market. The National Association of Realtors says the median sales price of a home in the U.S. was up 4% in the second quarter to $174,100. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 120 points to close at 9,361. This is NPR. University of Louisville men's basketball coach Rick Pitino is now saying he is sorry for an affair 6 years ago and also said today he will continue coaching, quote, as long as they will have me. Pitino's comments come amid a widening scandal in which the wife of a former assistant is accused of seeking to blackmail Pitino after the two had sex at an upscale Louisville restaurant. The woman, 49-year-old Karen Seifer, also recently reported rape allegations to police. Seifer has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of trying to extort $10 million from Pitino. University of Louisville President James Ramsey expressed surprise at new details in the scandal surrounding the coach, a staunch Roman Catholic whose contract includes dishonesty and moral depravity as grounds for firing. Russian warships have joined the hunt for a missing 4,000-ton cargo ship. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev ordered all Russian Navy ships to join in the international search for the Maltese-flagged bulk carrier Arctic Sea. The ship has 15 Russian crew members. The vessel failed to arrive at an Algerian port on August 4th as planned. The last communication with the carrier was on July 28th, just off the coast of France. Officials fear it may have been hijacked. Maritime officials say they received reports that the ship was boarded by men posing as police just off the coast of Sweden, just days before the crew was last heard from. Some maritime experts cast doubt on whether the ship, which is carrying timber, was seized. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Crude oil prices moved higher today. Crude oil futures were up 71 cents a barrel to end the session at $70.16 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.